Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave.
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
It's the Amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
Welcome to Rico Bronya, episode number 589. I am your host, Evan Roberts, the Rico Bronya, an all-encompassing Met podcast named after one of my favorite players growing up, the incredible Rico Bronya. Today on the Rico, we will focus on relief pitchers. We will do a deep dive on the relief pitching free agent market. I do remind you, if you want to go into the archives of the Rico, we did an edition called Replacing Edwin Diaz. We really focused on the high-end relievers, like who would be legitimate options to replace Edwin Diaz if the Mets failed to re-sign him. Some of those names, only a few of those names, will be mentioned again. And so there will be a mention of, hey, if Edwin Diaz is gone, this guy could be a replacement. But a lot of the names we're going to talk about today are more of the traditional up and down, you never know relievers. Guys that would be added to the bullpen, not necessarily to replace Edwin Diaz, but hopefully in a perfect world, be in conjunction with Edwin Diaz. I do want to thank everybody. We've gotten a lot of emails over the last few days with suggestions for the Rico Rewatchable series, where during the offseason, we pick a game to rewatch. We all watch it together, and then we do a whole Rico breaking down the game. We've decided to have two of them this year. So there'll be two Rico Rewatchables, and I am going to tell you one that we will officially announce, but I'll tell you that at the end of today's podcast. The other one is up to you. And we received a lot of emails over the last couple of days, a lot of suggestions. Most of the suggestions are wins, but there's a handful of losses, like Andrew Song, who writes, Game 7 of the 1988 National League Championship Series. Or Mike, who suggests the Mike Socha game from the 1988 National League Championship Series. I haven't decided if it's going to be a win or loss, but we will have two Rico Rewatchables coming up during the offseason, one I will announce at the end of the podcast. But let's dive right in to the relief pitcher market. Before we get into names, let's remind ourselves who's here, who's going to be in the New York Met bullpen. And in my opinion, there are two guys, obviously excluding Edwin Diaz, who's a free agent, so you never know. There are two guys that are locks, two guys that, barring a surprise trade, because of course they could always be traded. I think the Mets are open for business in a lot of areas, but these two guys, barring a trade, are in the Met bullpen, and you keep your fingers crossed that they're healthy. Number one is AJ Minter. AJ Minter picked up his team option, his player option, I should say, at $11.5 million. He's going to be in the Met bullpen. Obviously, the concerns around AJ is health. He missed a bunch of time at the end of the 2024 season. The Mets signed him. He was recovering during the offseason and recovering in spring training. I think it was a hip issue that he was recovering from, if memory serves correct. He actually pitched throughout the first month of the season, pitched reasonably well, and then got hurt again. And we didn't see AJ Minter again. But AJ Minter is in this bullpen, barring trade, and I don't think he'll be traded. He's one of the locks. The other guy is Brooks Raley. The Mets had a team option on Brooks. That was an easy one to pick up. I think we'd all agree after Diaz, he was their most reliable reliever. The third guy that isn't a lock, but I would phrase it as likely to be in the Met bullpen, is Albert Alzolay. Remember him. The Mets signed him last season. He was coming off of Tommy John surgery, and they signed him to essentially rehab him for 1 year and have him in the bullpen the next. The reason I say he is very close to being a lock to this bullpen is he doesn't have any options. So, sure, he could start the year on the injured list. That's always a possibility. The Mets could simply DFA him. They could say, we don't like what we're seeing. We're going to let you go. But I would lean towards Alzolay is probably in this bullpen. That's it. The rest of the names that I'm about to tell you are candidates to be in the Met bullpen, but they're certainly not locks. These are the guys who have options. So we'll battle for a spot in spring training, but because they have minor league options, it's easy for David Stearns to store these guys in Syracuse. Here are the names. Waskar Brazoban. Now, I think most of us would say Brazoban has a leg up on making the bullpen, considering the way he pitched last year. He's also a non-tender candidate, but I think the Mets should tender him a contract. Dylan Ross, who we never really saw, though he was called up numerous times. Dylan Ross, I think, has a real shot to make this bullpen. I think if he pitches well in spring training, I wouldn't say he's a lock, but I think he's got a leg up despite having options. Old friend Justin Hagenman, Alex Carrillo, those are two guys that were on the Syracuse shuttle. And then Joey Gerber, a guy the Mets picked up during the offseason. The guys without options, these are the guys who, you know, may make the team, because if they don't make the team, they're gone. They would be sent away, is Brandon Waddell, Dickie Lovelady, Jose Castillo, and Austin Warren. I think a lot of those guys will be in the major leagues at some point, but they are not locks. Now, the reason I do this exercise is we need to figure out how many bullpen spots the Mets really need to fill. So if we are under the guys that the three guys I mentioned, Minter, Raley, and Alzolay, are close to being locks, and let's figure one or two of the names I just mentioned with options make the team, that gets you to five. There are eight bullpen spots. Remember, you are legally capped at carrying 13 pitchers to start the season. You've got five in your rotation. I assume the Mets are going to go with a traditional five-man rotation, though you never know. I think a lot of that depends on the future of Kodai Senga. So you're looking at an eight-man bullpen. If Edwin Diaz is here or not, because if he's not here, I assume they would replace him with one of the high-end relievers, that really gets you to about I'd say five or six spots that are already filled. So that leaves you maybe two free agent signings, maybe three. Maybe there's a trade that acquires you a reliever. We'll do a podcast on that in a couple of weeks. So I think as we go through this exercise, remember, you're likely looking in terms of major league contracts, guaranteed major league contracts, maybe two or three signings, depending on how much wiggle room David Stearns wants to have. The reason I would go personally on the high end is I can't trust guys to stay healthy. I mean, we saw it last year with AJ Minter. He wasn't healthy. And you really can't trust it with anybody. Injuries are such a part of the game. I also have an opinion that I would take one of my bullpen spots and have a real long man. And I think in today's day and age, it may not even be a long man. It's probably more of a swing starting pitcher. Because I think, A, it protects yourself from the starting pitcher that gets knocked out very early, where they can eat up four or five innings. That's number one. And number two, in a game in which it is out of reach, whether you're up by a lot of runs or down by a lot of runs, I think it's a really useful weapon to have somebody who could eat four or five innings out of the bullpen, if necessary, or three or four innings out of the bullpen. I don't believe any of the guys I mentioned. I mean, yes, Brandon Waddell can do that, sure. Justin Hagenman can do that, sure. I would want it to be somebody better. I would want it to be one of those guys competing for a rotation spot, doesn't get the rotation spot, can easily be moved into the rotation. So who is that guy, especially with the Mets facing a lot of injuries from last year? Like Tyler McGill would be perfect. He's not an option. Griffin Canning would have been perfect. He's not an option due to injuries. So I don't know if that's somebody that the Mets add in free agency, or maybe somebody that we're not thinking of right now. Or maybe it's a guy who makes a crap ton of money, who we assume is going to be in the rotation, but isn't in the rotation based on the way the offseason goes. So I like to have at least one guy who fills that spot. Now let's get right to the names. Obviously, Edwin Diaz is the top guy available in free agency. I think we all agree and all want him to come back and be the closer of this team. I think it makes everything else in building this bullpen a lot easier. Raisel Iglesias is officially off the board. He re-signed with the Atlanta Braves on a one-year contract for $16.5 million, so you can wipe him away. Robert Suarez is coming off two consecutive elite-level closing seasons, especially last year. When you look under the hood at some of the other numbers, Suarez is one of the best. He's not Diaz, but I think he's on that next tier of closers. I would love, absolutely love, not sure it's in the budget, not sure David Stearns and Steve Cohen want to do this, I would love to add Diaz along with one of those other potential Diaz replacements, because A, it gives you a super bullpen at the back end of games, and B, if something ever happened to Edwin Diaz, you're protected. The one thing you got to keep in mind, and I say this about Suarez, I certainly say this about a guy like Kenley Jansen who's never done it before, is we need to learn from Ryan Helsley. Ryan Helsley's a name on this list. We're not even going to mention him other than this example I'm about to give. Ryan Helsley had a tough time adjusting to being an eighth inning guy. And I forget who reported it. It was probably The Athletic. There's so much reporting over the last few days. I apologize. That the Mets, in trading for Ryan Helsley, almost ignored or said, we're not worried about that adjustment question that Helsley was going to face. And a lot of teams around baseball feel that's why he struggled. And so when you look at a Robert Suarez, Kenley Jansen, who I don't think is an option unless he's replacing Diaz, because Jansen wants to stack up, that's the word I'm looking for, as many saves as humanly possible. He wants to go to the Hall of Fame. I respect it. He wants that save number to be enormous. So I think in Jansen's case, he's only considering the Mets if he's closing. But in the case of Suarez, and because they're free agents, I think you can have the conversation. You need to make sure these guys are comfortable. Not everybody's Andrew Miller, who I think is the great example of just give me the baseball. I don't care where you use me. I'll be able to get the job done. Devin Williams was reported by Jeff Passan as a guy the Mets are certainly eyeing to pair up with Edwin Diaz. What I feel good about with Devin is that he made the adjustment. Now, it wasn't easy. It wasn't perfect. And I think Devin's issues with the Yankees were not about moving to the eighth inning, because remember, he was actually the closer at the beginning of the season. They gave him his most comfortable job. And he struggled and he failed and he lost that job. I think Devin Williams, and I want you guys to do this because I was doing it the other day. I didn't pull the audio to show it. But Devin Williams made a lot of comments at the end of the season in his very calm, calm voice. He's very calm, which makes people think he doesn't care. Not fair. Talking about how much he learned to love New York. and it felt genuine. And then he was at Madison Square Garden a few weeks later. So personally, I'm speaking, I am relieved. Relieved? Yeah, I think that's the right word. I'm no longer worried about Devin Williams' handling of New York. That was a concern I had early on, but I think what he has said and his actions tell me that his struggles with the Yankees may be more related to the adjustment that initially he was making, or just traditional pitch tipping struggles, which happen, than not being able to pitch here. Obviously, David Stearns should have an affinity for him since there's a history going back to Milwaukee. He acquired Devin Williams to begin with. I, like most, am very drawn in by Devin Williams along with Edwin Diaz. If you're asking to have him replace Edwin Diaz, I don't love it. But the truth is, I don't love any of these guys replacing Edwin Diaz. Let's get to some of the other names. Sean Armstrong is very appealing. Sean Armstrong is 35 years old. He had a tremendous season last year for the Texas Rangers, where he served in both roles. He also allowed the second fewest base runners of any reliever in baseball last year. The other thing about Sean Armstrong, and I was looking this up because I don't know if you guys remember, if you're a longtime Rico-er, if you will, I was enamored by the inherited runners scored or inherited runners stranded percentage. I think it's one of the most important stats in all of baseball, and it's really not publicized very much. You know, what is the percentage of guys that are stranded? Well, we found it on Baseball Reference. They label it as inherited runners that scored. So in that case, you want the number to be as low as humanly possible. It's the exact opposite of inherited runners stranded. It's how many of the inherited runners scored. And looking at the numbers were fascinating because you notice a few guys that did a really, really good job at it. And, you know, maybe a little bit of it is luck. A little bit of it is, you know, that season's luck. And it's a volatile stat that may go, you know, all over the place. But Sean Armstrong was one of those guys that did a really, really good job at it. Devin Williams did, too. Now, it was limited because the Yankees didn't use Devin Williams a lot to inherit runners. So, for example, Devin Williams only inherited 5 runners the entire season, which I thought was interesting. Who inherited the most runners this past season, and what was their percentage? The answer to that question, by the way, is actually Tim Hill of the New York Yankees. He inherited 63 runners, which was far and away the most of any reliever in baseball, and only 21% of them scored, which is a really, really good stat. Now, unfortunately, he's not a free agent, so it's not like the Mets could just pluck him up, but he was one of those guys that did a really, really good job at it. But I was looking at other guys and how many runners they inherited. The next most was 53, so 10 less than Tim Hill. And one of the guys was Hobie Milner, who is a free agent, left-handed reliever. And he stranded 23% of those runners scored. See, I'm doing it backwards again. 23% of the runners scored. So I guess that means 77% didn't. I don't know about you. I prefer the stat to be stranded, not scored. But nevertheless, Hobie Milner's interesting. Because when I look at these free agent relievers, especially the ones that are not elite level closers, you may ask, well, what are you looking for? Because I think stats are volatile from year to year, especially with these average relievers. What I'm looking for is taking the baseball every year. That to me is the most important thing. I accept that relievers are going to be very up and very down. Hobie Milner fits the quality of the numbers are volatile. Like last year, he pitched to a 3.84 ERA, put a lot of guys on base. The year before, he pitched to a 4.73 ERA and actually put less guys on base. And the year before that with Milwaukee, pitched to a 1.82 ERA. But what's interesting is their FIPs are basically the same. So despite his ERA being so volatile, you know, you look underneath at a lot of the numbers, his strikeouts per nine were the same. He walked less guys in that really good year. But he took the baseball in all three of those years. And that's personally what I look for. So I'd be intrigued by a Hobie Milner. Now, you may ask, Ev, is that too many lefties? Not really. Because the way I view Minter and the way I view Raley, who are already here, is they are good relief pitchers that happen to be lefties. They aren't left-handed specialists, if you will. Hobie Milner more fits that category. Now, let me get back to Sean Armstrong, who had a great year last year. The concern about Sean Armstrong is he doesn't fit the test I just set. This past year, he threw 74 innings and pitched to a 2.31 ERA.
The year before that, he pitched in 57 games, and the year before that, 39 games, and the year before that, 43 games. Now, he was starting a little bit, made a handful of starts. He was converted, but he wasn't that, I can give that guy the baseball every other day. He's going to give me innings type of reliever. Just wasn't that. Last year was his best season. Last year was, and it's up to us to kind of decide this, really, David Stearns, was last year a breakout season for Sean Armstrong at 34 years old, becoming that reliable reliever, or was last year an outlier?
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Stop waiting around for the perfect candidate. Instead, use Indeed-sponsored jobs to find the right people with the right skills fast. It's a simple way to make sure your listing is the first candidate see. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs have 4 times more applicants than non-sponsored jobs. So go build your dream team today with Indeed. Get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I would be interested in him. I would be interested in him more in a one-year contract, but coming off a year in which you pitched to a 2.31 ERA and you allowed the second fewest base runners of any reliever in baseball this side of Aroldis Chapman, that's kind of a tough one. Like, he's probably going to get a multi-year deal. Another guy to keep an eye on, and I am intrigued in bringing this guy back, is Phil Maton. And I say back because, yes, we had Phil Maton a couple of years ago. Last year between St. Louis and Texas, number one, he took the baseball 63 times. He pitched to a high 2 ERA. His FIP mirrored that, which shows that he wasn't pitching to just good luck. And he's one of those relievers that, you know, you look at his career, fits that test. He takes the baseball. So I would not be turned off by his struggles here. And truthfully, how much did he really struggle here? He actually pitched well after the Mets acquired him. He just wasn't great in the postseason, which, let's face it, is a small sample size. Are we really going crazy about that? The other guy that I would also be very interested in, and I'm curious what kind of contract he'll get, is 32-year-old reliever Pete Fairbanks. Pete Fairbanks appeared in 61 games last year, was the primary closer for Tampa Bay over the last 3 years, pitching to a very consistent ERA. So he fits the bill as not only has he, for the most part, taken the baseball, because he made 60 appearances last year, but the year before that was in the high 40s. The year before that was in the high 40s. So he hasn't fit the test of being super reliable when it comes to health, but he has fit the other test of being good, which a lot of these relievers don't do. They're all over the place. They're so up and down. He's got closing experience, which I like, so that if I do keep Edwin Diaz, and I want to use Edwin Diaz in the seventh or eighth inning, which for those who listen to the Rico a lot know I'm a big fan of, you can feel confident of Fairbanks then taking the baseball in the ninth inning. That's the same attribute that Kyle Finnegan brings, who's also a free agent. Finnegan is 34 years old. He's coming off a year in which, when he was traded from Washington to Detroit, and he was the closer in Washington, so like Fairbanks, closing experience, he goes to Detroit where he's not the primary closer, does get a handful of save opportunities, and was absolutely spectacular. Pitched to a 1.5 ERA, was really, really good. Also made a bunch of appearances in the postseason for Detroit. Kyle Finnegan and Pete Fairbanks fit that. They're not replacing Edwin Diaz. They're not elite level closers, but I can bring them in on a good team, make them my eighth inning guy, and kind of trust that, A, they can form this great tag team with Edwin, but also close if I need them to. Here's another guy that I would absolutely love on a one-year contract. Clearly one-year contract, because he's coming off a terrible season, and he's old, and that's Kirby Yates. Kirby Yates was atrocious last year for L.A., could not pitch, was not reliable. I don't even think he was on the postseason roster at the end of the season, if memory serves correct. Tanner Scott was, and then got pulled, I think, when they got to the World Series. Kirby Yates wasn't good last year, pitched to a 5 ERA. But the year before that in Texas, made 61 appearances and pitched to a 1.17 ERA and had a whip well under one. The year before that, with Atlanta, coming off of the major injury, 61 appearances, pitched to a 3.2 ERA. In fact, going all the way back prior to his major injury and then post his major injury, which was Tommy John, he's been rather reliable. He's a 60-inning you know, 60 performance kind of guy basically every year, gets hurt, obviously misses time, comes back, goes back to being that until last year. Now, he's going to be 39 years old, which is why I preface one-year contract. That's a good, I don't have to pay a lot, I could get a big reward kind of deal. I'm going to leave David Robertson out from this discussion because I think Dave Dombrowski alluded to the fact that David Robertson may be interested in literally being a guy that teams sign in September and August, and that's it for him. So I guess David Robertson is more of a June Rico Bronya. Emilio Pagan has been around for a while, and throughout his career, at least four of the last 5 years, has fit the Evan test of taking the baseball and being mostly healthy. But last year, on every level, in terms of career high in appearances, 70, close to career high in innings, 68 and two-thirds, and clearly one of the best relieving seasons he's had, 2.88 ERA to go with 32 saves for a team that did make the playoffs in Cincinnati. I think you have to view Emilio Pagan for what he likely is, which is a solid seventh or eighth inning guy. Again, not someone I want to sign or replace Edwin Diaz. But in terms of what he's done the last couple of years, or really what he did last year, in terms of being one of the better relievers in baseball, he certainly fits the bill. So Emilio Pagan would be a very good signing, a very solid signing, obviously depending on the kind of contract that he would walk away from. Hunter Harvey, I think we talked about Hunter Harvey a few times as a possible trade candidate from the Kansas City Royals. He was rumored to be traded to the Mets at some point last year. The problem with Hunter Harvey is going to be reliability. He barely pitched last year. He was great when he pitched, but it was so brief, 10 and two-thirds innings. The year before that, he made 50 appearances, was not great, pitched to a mid-4 ERA, but the 2 years prior to that with Washington was actually pretty good. I view Hunter Harvey as a guy I would add to the bullpen, but I would not be excited as, oh, that's my eighth inning guy I'm pairing up with Edwin Diaz. He is not on the level of some of the other guys we said. Luke Weaver, I'm very intrigued by. I think, number one, when you have the experience of pitching in New York, that's certainly a positive. He also has the experience of closing despite only having 12 major league saves. He took over as the closer for Clay Holmes when Clay was struggling back in 2024 and then took over as the closer for a brief amount of time in 2025. He had proven to be, in 2024, a really good relief pitcher. Like one of those guys that moved from failed starting pitcher, bouncing around the league, which is what he was, St. Louis, Arizona, Kansas City, Cincinnati. I mean, the guy was everywhere. He comes to the Yankees. They move him to the bullpen and really puts it together as a top-notch reliever. 62 appearances, 84 innings, which shows you not a one-inning guy. A guy that can come in and get five outs, six outs, dare I say seven outs. Last year, 2025, was a very odd season because he just completely fell off and made comments at the end of the year basically alluding to whatever the Yankees were trying to do with him wasn't working. But in the first half of the season with the Yankees, in 32 appearances, he pitched to a 2.87 ERA. And then it really fell off, 2.91 ERA to be exact. And then in the second half, it was a 4.4 ERA. To get even more specific, September is where it all came crashing down. He gave up 10 earned runs just in the month of September, 16 the rest of the season. So when you see Luke Weaver's final numbers, keep in mind, a lot of it was just a major, major fall off. And I think the upside of him is very, very high. There's a couple of other lefty relievers. And again, I'm not scared to go get a lefty because I view AJ Minter and Brooks Raley as just good relievers that happen to be lefties. But one guy is Caleb Thielbar of the Chicago Cubs, who last year put together the best year of his career. He had been a quality reliever for Minnesota for a couple of years, had a really bad year in 2024, and then bounced back this year with a really good year. And I was looking at some of his numbers to figure out what the difference was. He threw strikes. He walked 4.5 guys in 2024. He cut down that number to just 2 per 9 innings last year with Chicago. 58 innings, only 38 hits, had a very low whip, so just didn't put a lot of guys on base. That would be another quality reliever that they could add. Tanny Kume, is that how you pronounce his name? The former Oriole reliever, Minnesota Twin reliever. I think it's Coulomb. Danny Coulomb, who for about 4 years in a row was one of the better left-handers in baseball, was briefly with Texas last year and really struggled, but that would be another good lefty that they could add to their bullpen. Justin Wilson, former Met. They would be bringing Justin Wilson back. Justin Wilson was another one of those guys when I was looking at the inherited runner stats.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Who inherited a ton of base runners this past season was one of those guys that was really thrown into it in terms of facing tons of guys with on base. I'll give you his exact numbers. In terms of inherited runners, he faced the third most in Major League Baseball. So another guy who has that experience of coming in and getting guys out. Ryan Pressly, my concern about Ryan Pressly, and I guess he would almost fit into the same mix as Kirby Yates, who I talked about earlier, is just the concern of, based on his age, based on the wear and tear, is he done? Pressly got hurt last year. And really, over the last 3 years, we've seen his numbers kind of go the wrong way from being one of the better relievers in baseball with Houston in 21 and 22. But what I like about a guy like Pressly or a guy like Kirby Yates is you're getting them on a one-year, let's show us what you got kind of deal. Show us what you got. By the way, there are a ton of lefties in free agency. Steven Matz, who actually has turned into that role, did a good job after being traded to Boston, is another lefty out there. Drew Pomeranz, who we actually saw open a game in the postseason, another lefty out there. Brett Suter is out there as another lefty. But I think when I'm putting together my rankings, looking at a lot of these relievers, kind of going into the tiers of what I prefer, and I'm putting aside replacing Edwin Diaz because I think we all agree that's just a situation we don't want to be in. I look at Robert Suarez, Devin Williams, a slight notch below would be the experienced closers like Pete Fairbanks and Kyle Finnegan, Sean Armstrong in that second tier where I could pair up Edwin Diaz with one of those guys. Let's go through some of the other names, some of the lower level names that the Mets could seriously bring in as a, hey, let's see what you got. Jordan Romano, who had a terrible year last year with Philly. I think I wanted him after he was non-tendered by Toronto. Tommy Kahnle. Hector Neris. Lou Trevino. Ryan Stanek. Yeah, I think we've all moved on from him. All these guys basically are in that same category. Sir Anthony Dominguez. Sir Anthony Dominguez, who I've never been a huge fan of, was one of the guys topping the charts in terms of stranding inherited runners. I am now going to make it my mission to pay more attention to that stat and just see if there's a trend year over year and see like if that's just some kind of knack that a player has. I would side on if you're a big strikeout guy. You just have a better chance of stranding inherited runners. Gregory Soto, who we talked about in the Met free agent pod. Luis Garcia, who's 39 years old. Jalen Beeks, another left-hander. Andrew Chafin, another left-hander that we've talked about. Pierce Johnson, who lives in Met history because he gave up the home run of Francisco Lindor. They could bring back Jorge Lopez. No, I don't think they could do that. Taylor Rogers, the brother of Tyler Rogers. And that gets me to Tyler Rogers. I know he got a lot of hate and a lot of criticism for his time with the Mets, even though his numbers weren't atrocious. He was just a disappointment, I think, compared to what he thought he would be. When you go over this list of free agent relievers, and you got your top tier that we just talked about, but then you want, you know, a quality reliever, and you also want guys that provide different looks. I think that's very, very important. You don't want everyone looking the same. You want to mix in a guy who throws 100 with a soft tosser. Tyler Rogers is the softest of soft tossers. He's also a submarining right-hander. I love having that look in my bullpen. Now, we talk about inherited runners and Tyler Rogers and possibly struggling with that because he's a contact pitcher, which we don't have a lot of. Okay, I think the adjustment is when there are guys on base and Waskar Brazoban is in your bullpen, who did a really good job of stranding inherited runners, Tyler Rogers isn't the guy you're bringing in with guys on base, which was the point a lot of Met fans made last year. But I would absolutely love Tyler Rogers in my bullpen. Tyler Rogers, maybe more than anyone we've talked about outside of the elite level, top level closers, is one of the most reliable pitchers in baseball. The Evan test, as I've now defined it. I'm not looking just for great numbers. That would be fine. You usually don't get that with a lot of relievers, solid numbers year over year, because usually if you are giving solid numbers year after year, you become a closer. Listen to the appearance stats from Tyler Rogers, and I'll give you the ERA in a second. 2020, I'm even going to include 2020 because he has bold next to his name, which means he led the league. 29 appearances in a 50-game season. 50-game season? Or was it a 60-game season? Now I can't remember. 60-game season, that's right. 29 appearances, led the league. 2021, 80 appearances, led the league. 2022, 68 appearances. 23, 68 appearances. 2024, led the league, 77. And last year, led the league with 81. So you're talking about a guy who's been in the major leagues for, let's say, 7 full seasons. He's led the league in appearances 4 times. And because he doesn't throw that hard, I'm not concerned about wear and tear. So as you go through the list of relievers, I'd put him high up on my list. So what would be an ideal Evan bullpen addition as we went through these names? And there's a few I missed. Caleb Ferguson, another lefty. Derek Law, a right-hander. Chris Martin, who's 40 years old now. Jacob Junis. Sean Newcomb, another left-hander. Shelby Miller. Jose Leclerc. Michael Kopech, who was hurt last year. The former Met, Paul Sewald. I think we've hit it all. Ryan Helsley, who already mentioned the Mets are not bringing back. Based on this list and based on what the Mets currently have in their bullpen, I'm going to give you my dream list. And I'm going to try to be realistic because I don't think they're going to add Diaz plus 2 high-end relievers. So, for example, the rumors are Devin Williams. I like Pete Fairbanks. I'd be very surprised if they had all 3. That'd be a surprise to me, unless Pete Fairbanks is taking some kind of short-term deal to try to enhance his value. Other than that, I don't really see that being realistic. So it's Edwin Diaz and one other pitcher. I'd probably say the other pitcher is Pete Fairbanks. I would put Fairbanks slightly ahead of Devin Williams. Now, I think Devin has the higher upside, no question, but I would slightly give Fairbanks the edge with Devin Williams being slightly behind. That would be my, wow, we have ourselves a bullpen. And then the third and final guy I would add is Tyler Rogers. So this is what the Met bullpen would look like in my dream scenario. And obviously, if you disagree or have another dream scenario, you can email us to RicoB@gmail.com. I'm not including Robert Suarez because for twofold, I don't know how the adjustment would go to being the eighth inning guy. I also just don't think when Diaz gets paid, and he will, that Suarez is going to get significantly less. Like, I think he's going to do really well. He's not going to get the Diaz contract, but he's not going to be far off. So I have a tough time believing that the Mets would actually go with the dream team, if you will, of Diaz and Suarez. So here's my bullpen with all of these names we talked about. And I'm not expecting this. I'm just saying this would probably pump me up the most. You've got Raleigh and you've got Minter set from the left side. You've got Diaz. You have Fairbanks. You have Rogers. You have Alzolay, you have a Dylan Ross ready to make the team, and then one long reliever. I'd like that bullpen. And by the way, and this will become clearer as the offseason continues and we see what the Mets do with their rotation, because the rotation does impact a small part of this bullpen discussion, not just the money, but in terms of who would actually move to the bullpen, because there are options in this rotation to move to the bullpen. And one of the guys I would think about, and I get he makes a lot of money, I understand that, but let's see where this offseason goes. Let's see if the Mets trade Kodai Senga. Let's see what starting pitchers they add. But one guy who I think could fit that long reliever role, who could then very easily be inserted back into the rotation, clean up a bad Clay Holmes start when Clay gets knocked out in the second inning. Not saying it's going to happen a lot, but it can happen. Sean Manaea. Now, would the Mets have the stomach to have a man making $25 million possibly be in that swing role? The reason I'd lean towards, I think they do it, is they literally just paid Frankie Montas to go away. We've seen them DFA guys very early on when they don't believe in a guy. And if your offseason leads you into a direction where there is an opportunity to trade for a Freddy Peralta or Tarik Skubal, or there is an opportunity to sign Dylan Cease to maybe a contract you didn't expect, or wherever the offseason takes you, I think it makes more sense, instead of dumping a contract and getting nothing back and paying off the contract, putting the player to good use. Because I see a scenario where that sixth starter, even if Senga's not here in this rotation, I can see a scenario where that sixth starter makes a handful of starts, has an opportunity to re-enter the rotation if there's injury, because newsflash, injuries are a part of baseball, and can also serve that valuable role of eating 4 or 5 innings out of the bullpen. So I know off the top it sounds nuts just because he's making $25 million, but I think Sean Manaea can be valuable not only in those roles I just mentioned, but I'll throw out another thing at you, which I'm still intrigued by, and a lot of it depends on where this offseason goes. The tag teams. We talked about that a lot at the end of the year. I was a huge fan of it. We talked about it before the Mets even started doing it, which is tag teaming starting pitchers. I think Sean Manaea could be perfect in that role. So I can see that scenario where he fills that long man. None of these relievers really kind of fill that role. I think you almost have to look at the back end of the starting pitching market to find a guy who fits that. But yeah, those are the relievers that intrigue me the most from free agency. Kyle Finnegan, Pete Fairbanks, Devin Williams, kind of filling that second tier spot after Edwin Diaz, and then bringing back Tyler Rogers because of the reliability he provides. Your thoughts? Which reliever should the Mets go after aggressively in free agency? You can email us, thericob@gmail.com, thericob@gmail.com. Now, I present to you one of two Rico rewatchables for this upcoming offseason. I believe this game needs to be rewatched. That's is why I am not asking for suggestions on this one. I am just telling you it's a necessity. It is a game that I admit to you, I did not get to watch live. I was on a train heading back to New York City that night and listened to it on a Walkman. So I can't wait to sit down, take my scorebook out and score it. And it will not be a dry eye in the house. I wonder if people have figured it out yet. It has been 25 years since that fateful day. And I'm no longer talking about the game. I'm talking about the day that changed America, the day we were attacked violently, September 11, 2001. And look, I know that there are many Rico listeners that are young, and for them, this is a history footnote. Like when my grandfather used to tell me about Pearl Harbor Day, or when my dad used to tell me about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. But I can't believe it's been 25 years. And not a day goes by where I don't think about that feeling that I had and we all had on that day. And nothing is going to bring back the innocent lives. Nothing is going to bring back the innocence that we had on September 10th. But for all of us as baseball fans, the day baseball returned to New York and the day the Mets played the Atlanta Braves in the middle of a pennant race, might I add, none of us knew what to expect. We didn't know what the crowd was going to be like. We didn't know what the atmosphere was going to be like. We didn't know what the game was going to be like. And for many who went into the ballpark that night, I wasn't, my dad was, there was also that fear of, are we even safe? And the Mets played a game that night, and I think we all remember the Mike Piazza home run. So why not dive deeper? Why not watch the entire game? So in honor of Mike Piazza, in honor of 25 years, and we will never, ever, 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 ever forget what happened a few days before. What was it? 9 days before, 8 days before. One of the Rico rewatchables needs to be the return to baseball post 9/11, the New York Mets against the Atlanta Braves. And I feel like I'm watching it for the first time. Now, I think I did watch it during the pandemic, but in terms of officially rewatching it, I will do that with you. And that is one game that we should definitely do for the 25-year anniversary of not only that game, but obviously the horrible moment that changed America a week and a half before that. As far as the other game, that is up to you. Email us, thericob@gmail.com, with more suggestions, and we will make a decision in the next couple of weeks. Thank you very much for listening and downloading and subscribing to another edition of Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.